Welcome, podcast listeners, back to the Lone Road iRacers podcast with me, your host, Guy Robertson. And we're already at episode 27 of this year's podcast, folks. The downloads keep growing week on week, and that's all thanks to you. So I really appreciate you listening to the podcast, and I'm glad I'm giving you some subjects and topics that you enjoy listening to. So we've just finished our season one of 2024, and I thought I'd share with you some of my statistics, and we're calling it some kind of season one 2024 performance review. I think it's key to, look at your performance. Where are you losing I-rating or SR safety rating? Where are you gaining? And just to set some minor goals, really, because it's all about having fun, right? Minor goals for season two, with the new challenges that we've all now got to participate in, if you choose so, by the way, which is the rain and the difficulties that that's going to bring, not only for your I-rating, but also your license class as well, i.e. SR will go down. So without further ado, we're going to look back at my stats for 2024 Season 1. So we all have received the email, I'm sure, from iRacing, titled "That's a Wrap for Season 1 2024. So for myself, I started 234 races from December through till what we're talking now, beginning of March. My average start was 11th and my average finish was 10th. In all of those 234 races, I managed to gain 2 wins and 53 top 5s. Laps driven, I drove 2,911 laps, and I was in the lead for a whopping 24 of those 2,911 laps. So that's my stats on the email it came from iRacing. Then we're just going to have a look at iRacing stats, and then we'll come back to some of mine. In total for season one, iRacing raced or we participated in 448,380 total races. Driver entries, 6,847,427. OMG. Now that's a lot of driver entries, folks. Just to recap, 6,847,427 driver entries. Okay, what does that mean to laps and total miles driven? So total laps completed in iRacing season one, 150,328,855, and that changes to miles, which is 291,644,495. Total hours driven on iRacing, 2,696,086, folks. They are whopping numbers, and that is only for season one. So going back to my personal stats now. Don't know if you've got it, but there is the iRacing companion for me anyway, for iPhone, and I'm sure it's there for all other variants of phones on wherever you get your little gizmos from. So opening the iRacing companion, it gives me a few more bits of information not on the email by iRacing. So just to recall, 234 starts, 2 wins, 53 top 5s, no poles, average start 11, average finish 10th. Total laps 2.911, laps led 24. But this is where we've got a few extra bits of information on the companion. Average incidents per race. Now this is all around your SR, X's as we know them as on the track. Average incident per race for those 234 starts was 4.2436. Average points per race, so this is towards your I rating. Average points per race for me was 64. Win percentage 0.85. Top 5 percentage 22.65. Laps led percentage 0.82. So that is the stats that you get off the iRacing companion, folks. If you haven't got it already, go to wherever you get your little gizmos for your phone, whether it's the App Store for Apple phones, as an example. It's a really good free companion. Take it with you everywhere. Look at your stats. You can also look at your racing buddy's stats as well, and see if they're improving as well, to either give them some jip if they're starting to catch you up, and also give them some ribbing if they should have won a race and had some epic fails. I'm just going to come back in a second with another stat which is interesting as well. So in your in the top right corner of the new UI, you'll see your helmet and a status. Mine's got a green dot because I'm live on iRacing at the moment. If you press that button, you can go to your stats. You'll see licenses, stats, award and certificates. If you go to stats, you can now see your road retired. What I like to do is to reflect on the full season, really, is look at your highs and lows. So I've got this set on iRacing, and it looks like iRating, and it looks like it defaults to iRacing. You can put in certain, or you can move it by the line by calendar to look at your highs and lows, and basically the dots on the graph to give you a date. So for me, this gives me what are my peaks and what are my troughs of the season. And maybe you can look back at that specific week on your results and understand really what went wrong. Why was I so good on a certain week? Why was I particularly poor on a certain week as well? Did you choose the wrong strategy for those races? Was it a car that you were unfamiliar with or not so confident with? Or even on a track, folks? Because end of the day, having a bit of fun is what it's about, but it's also trying to improve your results as well. So for me, December 2023, I started season one with an I rating of 2069. I finished in February, just before week 13 start, with an I rating of 2201. So my gain over the whole season was only 132 I rating. But like we say, a gain is a gain. So I'm happy that I gained and I didn't lose. My peak for the whole season was an I rating of 2,611. And my lowest was 1,972. So peaks and troughs through the season. And as I'm looking at the graph, I started the season really, really strongly and gained a lot of points. Now, that was probably, if I just hover over it, January the 15th, it was 2611. So that wasn't really over the Christmas period. That was after the Christmas period. So it wasn't as if I was racing more races. Clearly not. It was a set of conditions that allowed me to gain lots of I rating. So have a look what that is on your stats. Which is your sweet spot? What is your go-to car and track to really get your best results for the bang of your buck, shall we say? And also looking at my worst week. So my worst week was around February 19th, so coming towards the end of the season, where I must have had some horrific results, maybe racing in something I shouldn't have done. So that's something else to consider, folks. And we'll be back in a second to talk about new goals for Season 2, 2024.
Dre is the Audible iRacer's companion. Want to improve your results or get more wins? Download Dre, the digital race engineer. Hit the link in the show notes for a 10% discount.
Welcome back, listeners. Hope you enjoyed that little break. So we said we were going to talk about setting goals for Season 2, 2024. Now, I'm already thinking that this season is going to be quite difficult to gain lots of iRating and maintain your license, depending on the strategy you set yourself right from the start. In regards to rain, now I'm sure you've all experienced the rain so far and understand there's lots of nuances, difficulties that we've got to learn, especially avoiding other drivers, large puddles. You name it, you've experienced it by now. So what are you going to do? Are you going to race rain every time it's on? Or are you going to stick with mixing it up, which is one, maybe two rain races a week, just to keep your skill, shall we say, improving? Or are you going to race in the dry forever and ever? That's entirely up to you and what you want out of iRacing. If you want some fun, you can do whatever you want, of course. Me, myself, I'm going to set myself some series I want to race. And I want to gain a little bit more iRating. So, at 2201, I'm going to set myself a target this season to get to 2,500. At the end of the season, so that gives me roughly around 300 iRating to gain. I want to keep my A license, but I also want to do probably 20% races in some kind of rain format as well. I'm also going to set myself an endurance race goal of having a team race in the Nürburgring 24 hours. I've always wanted to do that, so that's another goal I'm setting myself this year. I'm sure it'll be raining at times on that difficult but super track, but that's part of endurance and what happens in real life in endurance, so why should iRacing be any different? And I'm personally glad they brought the challenge to the sim. What else do we want to talk about? My only final thought today is I did get P2 for Division 3 in the FIA regionals in the F4. So I just want to congratulate and thank all my fellow participants through the season that have gave me that challenge, and also want to thank you, the listeners, for listening to me talk about that series on and off for the past few weeks. Quite enlightening to see yourself at the top of the league and receive a certificate for iRacing. I'm going to stick it in a frame. I think other than my first ever win and winning the Radical League way back when I first started, that's my probably best accomplishment in a very difficult series. So that's the goals I've set myself and shared with you for Season 2, 2024. So what else is happening on iRacing this week? The iRacing Creventic Endurance Series, a four-round team racing championship that sees iRacers team up to take on a series of 12-hour endurance events at some of the world's premier road racing circuits, will return for the 2024 season with a new lineup of tracks and cars. 2024 marks the fourth year of iRacing's partnership with Creventic, the organisers of the Real World 24-Hour Series and iRacing's 24-Hour Series Esports Endurance League. The union brings the strength of Creventic's organisational capabilities to a series that is open to all iRacing members. The four-track selections represent some of the most legendary circuits in the world, while the 10 eligible vehicles feature many of racing's most iconic brands and competitive GT and touring cars. The full Creventic Endurance schedule is as follows. We start on April the 27th at Autodrome Internazionale de Mugello. June the 29th, Misano World Circuit Marco Simoncelli. November the 9th, Aerodrome International du Algarve. And finally, finishing in December the 14th on Circuit de Spa-Francorchamps. The full Creventic Endurance Series vehicle lineup is as follows. GT3 Cup, that's the Porsche 911 GT3 Cup 992. GT4s, the Aston Martin Vantage GT4, the BMW M4 GT4, the McLaren 570S GT4, the Mercedes-AMG GT4, the Porsche 718 Cayman GT4 Club Sport MR, and finally the TCRs, Audi RS3 LMS, the Honda Civic Type R, Hyundai Elantra N, and the Hyundai Veloster, folks. So, good luck to anybody that's going to take part in the iRacing Creventic Endurance Series. That starts very soon, April the 27th. This week we have the restart, because it's a new season, of the FIA F4 Esports Regional Tours. Every week, the FIA F4 Esports Regional Tour races take place on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7pm, 9pm and 11pm in time zones appropriate for each region. While all iRacers are eligible to run in any region's event, the servers will always be set to the most appropriate iRacing server for each region. Europe North and Europe South have combined into one singular region in 2024 Season 2. So that's basically just European now. The Week 1 schedule, folks. So Americas, you are running at Summit Point Raceway, or if you want to go in the Americas server. Asia Pacific, Okayama International Circuit, the full course. And Europe, Misano World Circuit, Marco Simoncelli on the Grand Prix layout. So that's another great event, and as you heard earlier in the podcast, I gained a P2 in the overall results and standings for 2024 Season 1, so I'm very proud of that achievement. What else have we got going off this week? The Racing Prodigy Mazda Spec MX-5 Golden Ticket Series, or Willy Wonka Golden Ticket, as I called it a few podcasts ago. For a special 7-week series that spans till the end of 2024 Season 1 and 2024 Season 2, Racing Prodigy will have an official road racing series, a sports car license series, once the road license split happens for their Mazda Spec MX-5 Golden Ticket Series. The top 48 leaders in the final points from the series advance to enter the series finals, which start on Sunday, April the 7th. While the ranking series open to all iRacing members to participate in, those looking to enter for iRacing's Prodigy program need a Racing Prodigy membership or RPM, either the PRL iRacing Game Pass or the PRL Combo Game Pass will suffice in order to be considered for the top 48. The car that will be used is a Legacy Mazda MX-5 from 2010. There'll be 7 time slots to participate in every weekend during the 7-week series. Fridays from 4pm or Eastern Time or 2100 GMT. Saturday the same. Saturday there's another slot, 11am ET or 1600 GMT. And again, there is a new one, 4am ET and 9 o'clock GMT. Sunday, exactly the same as those times. We also have the iRacing Weekly Challenge. Here, iRacing is one of iRacing's newest series concepts, and it returns for 2024 Season 2, the iRacing Weekly Challenge. If you're into all forms of road racing, this is a series maybe for you. It's 12 weeks of a different car and track combinations with no repeats on either, for a season-long championship. Prove you're the best at everything from sports car to open-wheel races on a global tour of some of iRacing's most popular circuits. Each week we'll feature points races every hour, leading up to a main event on Sunday at 8 o'clock GMT that features splits by weekly points. Races will be 20 minutes long and are open to iRacers with Class D licences and higher. A separate set of points will also be tracked for the top splits of the Sunday main events on their own landing page. An additional $5 in iRacing credits will be awarded each week to a random driver who makes the top split on the Sunday main event. So week one of that is the FF1600 at Brands Hatch Indy. Another returning favourite is the Ringmaster and also the Draftmaster. Two of the more unique daily racing series added in recent seasons are the Ringmaster Rick Motec series and the Draftmaster series, where the cars will change each week as opposed to the tracks. This season the setups are fixed in both series, which means it's all about jumping in and racing the combination at hand. The Ringmaster Rick Motec series races on every odd 2 hours, qualifying every even 2 hours at half past. Takes place at the Nürburgring Nordschleife Industrialfahrten and cycles through mostly road-type racing vehicles every week. As for Draftmaster, again it's every hour. There are now three tracks, Daytona International Speedway, Talladega Super Speedway, and now iRacing Super Speedway as of 2024 Season 2. And now four NASCAR vehicles, the 2009 Impala Cot, Craftsman Trucks, 1987 Cup Cars, and the current day Next Gen, that each track will cycle through. This series will take on the new track, iRacing Super Speedway, in the first 4 weeks of 2024 Season 2. So the two cars this week, Ringmeister, it's the Cadillac CTS-V at Nürburgring Nordschleife Industrialfahrten, and at the Draftmaster, it's the NASCAR Cup Chevrolet Impala Cart at iRacing Super Speedway. So that's about a wrap, guys, with what is looking like a road racing this week on iRacing. Well, that brings us to the end of another podcast, folks. Hope you enjoyed that, listening to my stats, and hopefully you've reflected on your own and you've got some great goals set for Season 2 2024. Don't forget to hit the link to the Facebook page, hit that like and follow button so we can keep you updated with what's happening on the podcast. This is the 10% Dre, a digital race engineer link. And also the Discord link if anybody wants to join us for some fun Friday night community racing that doesn't affect your SR or your IR, or you just want to come and learn a bit more about racecraft and things. The team on there are happy to help anybody, whether you're racing with singles, triples or VR. And finally, the show's email. Anybody who wants to come and be an interviewee or a guest on the podcast, please feel free to email the show or reach out in the Discord. Happy to host you and we can have a fun interview. Until next week, folks, happy iRacing.